Call now to get your tree questions answered by ISA-certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
It has been brought to our attention, Mr. Eisenhower. People are sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to find out the name of this product to prevent mesquite bean drop.
Well, they're called plant growth regulators, and they have to be applied by a licensed spray technician. We do provide that service. If you have more questions about the products and its application in your yard, and if you have trees that are other legumes like the Texas ebony that are big seed pod producers, and although this isn't specifically labeled for those, they're broadening that label, and you'll need to talk with Sarah Maitland, our plant health care director, and she can let you know if your tree qualifies for seed suppression or seed pod production using plant growth regulators. And she'll tell you the seasonality of it, when they need to be applied, and how to do that.
This isn't something you just go buy at the nursery. It needs to be applied.
There are some over-the-counter products that are labeled for helping you with olive production, like Florel is one that is an over-the-counter product. Check with your local nursery, but you need to follow label instructions. Certain chemicals are only labeled for specific trees and applications and species, and there are others that are non-edible, they're for non-edible trees, and Sarah can kind of clarify some of those finer points. If you have a tree that is dumping seed pods and you want to see if there's a product that's labeled for your tree.
Next on the line is John, who wants to talk about Aleppo pines. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I've got three Aleppo pines, and they're pretty big. They're about 30, 40 feet. Mm-hmm. Last winter, they got a lot of that, I don't know what you call it, but a lot of dead needles on the one side. Everybody had that problem in Mesa here. And right now, one in the back is looking kind of yellowish. And I've been soaking it, once every 3 weeks or so. I put the hose on overnight. But I'm wondering, what's the right way to fertilize big trees like that?
Well, there's several methods for fertilizing trees. You can do a deep root injection where you're injecting the fertilizer to a depth of about 10 inches. It saturates the large areas of the root zone. We usually do that on about 2 or 3 foot centers throughout the drip line of the tree. And you can also use some granular fertilizer, other methods of application. We really like the deep root fertilization technique or a soil drench. There are times where we can actually just put the soil, the fertilizer in a drench right on the soil surface, because that's where a lot of the absorbing roots are. They're just right under the soil surface, ready for the next available irrigation cycle or rain. And there's really some great products. For some of those pine trees that have struggled with that blight we experienced this past year, it is important that you kind of give them a good chance to be recovering from that and putting on new needles, because that's the secret to recovery, is they're going to have to cast all those old needles and put on new. And if you can kind of help them along the way, that'd be great. You're doing a good job to be keeping that root zone moist. Remember, though, that even, in an effort to try to help our trees by irrigating frequently, we sometimes can kill them with kindness by actually putting water on top of water on top of water. It's always a danger signal, especially for Aleppo pines, because they're very susceptible to Texas root rot. And the conditions that are necessary for Texas root rot to get active, by the way, it's latent in the soil throughout the Phoenix area and other parts of the state. So you have to be careful, because it's there, but it's not going to hurt your trees unless the conditions are suitable. And two of the conditions that are necessary for Texas root rot to get active is high soil temperatures, which is right now, and the presence of water and the persistence of water in the root zone. In those conditions, the fungus can become active and start to attack and kill the roots. So be careful that you're not doing a little too much. Let the root zone sufficiently dry out. I'd even say if you have a deep saturation of 2 or 3 feet around those Aleppo pines, I wouldn't water again for at least 4 weeks. 3 weeks could be too frequently. Even though the surface soil has dried, the soil below there may still be holding water adequately. Our clay soils have incredible high water-holding capacity, and we don't realize it, though, that the surface soil may be dry 4 or 5 inches down, but below that, the soil is still holding the water beautifully, and if we keep putting water on top of that, it's filling those soil pore spaces that require oxygen for trees to survive, and if we are filling those up with water, our trees basically stop breathing, and it can lead to all sorts of issues, the worst of which is probably Texas root rot. Phytophthora is another fungal pathogen that kills roots. And once the roots are dead, and once they're waterlogged and soggy, and there's fungal activity, that root death leads to above ground problems or death. So, as go the roots, so go the shoots, as you were saying earlier.
Well, I was quoting an article I read. I might have stole that line from somebody. They're hard to find, Aleppo pines. I love those horse properties that are on irrigated lots that have a lawn and a row of Aleppo pines on one side that I don't know something about that to me. So I wanted to put a row on our south property, on the south edge of our property. They're hard to find. And you know what the nursery's trying to push you into is Afghan pines now, mm-hmm. because they're a lot hardier. And you know, I don't know that we mentioned Aleppo pine blight is another problem they have. Everyone in the nurseries tries to push you into Afghan pines now.
Yeah, they're
I still want my Aleppo though.
keep looking and ask the nurseries to see if they can source those for you, because they are an awesome tree. They're taller. They actually, at maturity, after about 12 years of age, they lose apical dominance. Instead of maintaining a central leader through the life of the tree, which the Afghan pines do, Aleppo pines lose apical dominance.
Which is what I love about them.
I know.
Everyone's so unique.
I know, and the trees become more rounded in shape at maturity. And they're actually better shade trees for that reason.
Let's get to Gordon next on the line, and Mesa, who wants to join the conversation. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Your folks from the tree service did some work for me a while back, and they trimmed a ficus that I had in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And after they finished that, they suggested that there was some sort of an application I could put around the base of that would keep it from growing so fast. Could you tell me about that?
Yes. Again, plant growth regulators are used for that as well. They can help to push more of the tree's energies. It's basically treating the tree with a hormone that actually encourages root growth and the suppression of the top growth of the tree. It's amazing chemicals that are need to be applied by a qualified spray technician. But these are really they're used quite widely in our line clearance industries, where utility companies who don't want to have to be spending a lot of money in remote areas of the country to be clearing trees branches away from the power lines, they'll treat these trees with these chemicals, which helps to slow down the top growth of the trees. So if you've got a large tree that you want to keep it in its current size and condition, you know, you might want to call again and speak with Sarah Maitland, our plant healthcare manager, and she will kind of give you some directions on how to apply those chemicals and if it'd be appropriate for the trees you're talking about.
We appreciate the call. Next is Kenny, and I need a little clarification. Are you in Cottonwood calling about a Buckeye tree, or are you in Buckeye calling about a Cottonwood tree?
I'm in Buckeye calling about a Cottonwood
Got
tree.
Got it.
All righty. Thanks, Mr. Eisenhower, for taking my call. I've got some 15-year-old cottonwoods that are on sprinkle system. Base of the trunk's about 12, 13, 14 inches in diameter currently. But I'm having a trouble with the trees are just dying off, and the main stems and limbs go first. The bark comes off, and it just looks black underneath there, like black stringy what was left of the bark itself coming off. I treated it with K-Rex product from Lowe's, and it seems to like give them a super boost for a little bit, but they just fall off. Where am I shorting myself out at here?
Well, where is the water being applied when you're watering those trees?
It's all sprinkle.
And is it in a lawn setting, or is this just in?
Yes, lawn.
Well, it sounds like you've got some issues with a fungal pathogen. From what you've described, you know, the Phytophthora is a very potent fungal pathogen that is active, you know, in the presence of water again. And you want to be real careful that it usually attacks the root collar of the trees first. If those trees are buried a little too deep in the tree, in the ground, the trunk tissue that's below grade is the area that's most susceptible to that attack. So look at the base of the tree as kind of a key to determining where that fungal activity might have started. And if there's any of the other trees, if you can dig down to find the root collar, that's the transition zone where the trunk becomes roots. If that's buried below soil grade, you want to dig down, excavate out to about a 3 or 4 foot radius around the trees, get that soil out of the way so that that trunk tissue can stay dry. The roots can handle the water. The trunk has to stay dry. And if that's
what about the treatment? Anything to treat it with?
You know, a fungicide would probably be appropriate. There are some over-the-counter products you might mix up according to label instructions. But again, that for larger trees, as you're describing, it might be better to have a qualified spray technician come in and do that application for you.
We appreciate the call. Good luck with your cottonwood trees. You know what? We're kind of tied up on a break. Why don't you talk a little bit about, real quick, just a couple points on our June Talking Trees calendar.
July. Our
yes.
July talking tip, tree tips. One, you know, we are just on the edge of our monsoon season, so be sure that your trees are ready for any wind. You know, be sure to stake them properly so you can keep them upright as the winds come through. Again, if we are expecting a lot of wind, and we've had some significant rain, and that rain cycle is just a few weeks away, I would think within.
I hope you're right.
I really do. I'm looking forward to it. Be sure to get that irrigation timers dropped off if we're expecting rain.